Hello and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I so appreciate all of you, my loyal listeners. And if you're new to my podcast, welcome. So today's episode is going to be a treat for all of you, I hope. When I do these meditations, I have no idea where they're going to go. I just tune in and I just kind of let whatever drops into my mind channel through. And so I think what's going to probably happen is this is going to be a combined meditation for the month of March around healing, but also it's going to bring into the essence for the collective reading for the month of April. So let's begin. So make sure that you are not driving or operating any heavy equipment or anything that needs your attention. Find a quiet space in your home where you can sit comfortably. I do recommend sitting simply because lying down can sometimes indicate going to sleep and then you may drift off. So if you are sitting upright, the chances of that are less likely, but also know that you are likely hearing this on a subconscious level anyway. So let's begin. So close your eyes, relax your body, take a couple of deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. On your next inhalation, I want you to hold for a count of five and then exhale through your mouth. And what this does is it's just slowing down your brainwaves and getting you out of your thinking mind into the state of being and receiving. So continue doing this deep breathing until you feel you are in a relaxed state. If you are new to meditation, it's okay. Just follow along. You can't do anything wrong. On your next exhalation, I want you to visualize a gray mist leaving your body. This represents any tension or stress or unwanted energies that we've been storing within. Just letting go, letting all of the stress melt away. Continue the deep breathing. Unless you feel you are in a relaxed state. And in that case, you can just allow your breathing to return to its natural rhythms, no longer needing to focus on the breath. I want you to just tune into your body now and just be aware of any areas in your body that are calling for attention, where you might be feeling tension or stress. And I want you to just place your awareness on there and give those muscles, cells, ligaments, whatever that might be, just give it permission to release, relax, and let go. It is completely safe here. And I want you to just focus on any other areas in your body that need some love and attention. You can even give that area love by just saying, I love you. Thank you for letting me know. And I give you permission to release and let go. Just letting go of all of the things that are not serving us. Freeing ourselves. And just feel all that stress and tension just melt away. Now, if you could just bring your attention to your scalp. And just relax your scalp. And as you relax your scalp, you may feel warmth and tingling. Relax your forehead. Soften your eyes. Soften your ears, your lips, your cheeks, your chin, and your jaw. Relax your neck. Relax your shoulders, maybe even drop your shoulders. Moving down your arms, Again, relaxing your arms, relaxing your hands, relax your wrists, coming back to your chest and your abdomen. Just fully relaxing, releasing, and letting go. Notice as you do this exercise, you may have warmth and tingling in all of these areas, or you just literally feel the tension leave. Paying attention to your upper back now and down your spine. Releasing, relaxing, letting go. Softening. Your hips, your pelvis, your lower back, down your legs, your knees, your shins and calves, ankles and feet. Even your toes and fingers feel relaxed. So just take a deep cleansing breath now in through your nose and out through your mouth as you continue to release any unwanted energies that are stored up in your body, created from stress, emotions, all of the experiences of life, just really releasing and letting go. Now up overhead, you're going to notice a vortex, a funnel, however you want to see it, descending down into your body, and as it spins, it cleans out any debris, any dis-ease, any inflammation, any energies that are just not serving you currently, and just let it sweep out all of that junk of the past. All the things that are no longer serving you. Things that maybe you've even let go of, but you just didn't realize were still sitting there. Just let it clean it all out. And as this happens, it's kind of like a vacuum that's just sucking out all of the debris, and you just feel so much lighter. It's almost like a wind that's just sweeping away anything that no longer serves you. Continue letting this work for as long as you require, and feel free to do this exercise even nightly as you go to sleep. So now I want you to just place your hand on your heart. And I want you to focus on courage. And if you had the energy of courage in your body right now, what would that feel like? What does the energy of courage feel like to you? And I want you to connect to source, and I want you to just draw upon courage. The energy of courage, it has a frequency. And are you willing to plug in within yourself to source and just let that fill up your entire body? Almost like you are putting a nozzle in your body and just filling yourself up with that frequency. What does that feel like to you? What does courage mean to you? And allow it to just fill your entire body with this frequency from head to toe. And as it fills you up, permeating every single molecule and cell in your body, it begins to radiate out. Feel its warmth. Feel this beautiful, delicious, amazing frequency within your body. Notice how your cells and molecules change. And now I want you to say, either out loud or in your head, I am courage. Courage is me. I am connected to the source. I am courageous. I have deep courage within me. I just didn't know how to tap into it. Just really allow it to flow now. flowing through you and out of you. Just really connecting to this beautiful frequency within you. Become one with this frequency. It feels so good. Now allow this courage frequency to remove any blocks that you have to stepping into your power. This frequency is going to blast it and break it up like sonic waves, releasing any blocks that you have to stepping into your personal power. Oh, it feels so good. And allow the vortex to just sweep it away off into the universe to be dissolved and recycled into something beautiful, into something greater. So now take a deep cleansing breath in through your nose and out through your mouth and just release all of that old stagnant energy and allow the new to come in. And I want you to turn up the dial, this newfound energy within you that you are connected to. And with your hands still on your chest, I want you to now focus on leadership. What does that frequency feel like? Notice the shift. And what are the blocks that you have to leadership? And are you willing to allow the frequency of courage to break up your blocks to leadership and stepping into leadership? But also tuning in to source and allowing the frequency of leadership to fill your entire body. Kicking out those blocks, breaking up those blocks with sonic waves. See them just breaking up and dissolving and falling away. Or maybe the vortex just takes them out. Removing blocks to leadership. You are a beautiful soul that can inspire so many others just through your being. Allow yourself to just really feel this. Embrace it. And now moving forward into your wisdom. Wisdom is information and knowledge that you have gathered through all of your lifetimes and experiences. So connect to your soul on a soul level within you and invite the wisdom to come out into the light. You no longer need to dim it. You no longer need to subdue it. We're in a different time and space now, and it's time for the wisdom to come out. Connect to that wisdom and allow it to flow. The frequency of your wisdom. Feel that beautiful, excuse me, beautiful frequency. And as your body releases the blocks to the wisdom within, again, allow the vortex to just sweep it away. This is a transformative meditation. Feel it. Acknowledge it. Now for moving forward and stepping into action, what are the steps that you need to take? What is your purpose? And it's okay to ask, what is my purpose? Show me my purpose. And that can be something you can ask on a daily basis. But I'm going to tell you that your purpose isn't necessarily as complicated as you think. Your purpose is to get up each day and be fully, authentically you, genuinely you. Your purpose is to always strive to connect to your being, focusing on your strengths, focusing on your leadership, focusing on the wisdom within. That is your purpose, to shine that light, your unique essence. No one else is like you. And the world needs you, just like a tapestry. Any threads that are missing now creates a hole in that beautiful tapestry. And what if you, by you not tapping into your purpose, your being, your authenticity, you are creating a hole in the tapestry of life on planet Earth, what you came here to be and do, all of you, imperfectly you, even your imperfections. Because in the human form, we are not perfect. When we are that of the infinite being, we are the infinite being that houses, or sorry, lives within this physical body that houses the soul. So allow yourself to remove the blocks to taking action in whatever is required of you right now for the month of April. What are those actions that you are being called to do? And are you willing to go to your comfort zone and just do them? Perform those actions. Ask for the courage, ask for ease and joy, because asking ye shall receive. This doesn't have to be hard, we make it hard. So ask for ease and joy in this process of you being magical and you fully stepping into your courage, marching to the beat of your own drum, stepping into your power and your leadership and your wisdom, and then taking action. That's creation. And it's so beautiful because all of the choices are still in action. Making a choice is an action. And just being in your awareness and knowing that what the choices that you are making are going to create for your future. So allow the vortex now to just sweep out any remaining debris, any negative thoughts that have come up, anywhere that you doubt yourself. Just let it be swept away. Now tune into your body and what do you feel? Acknowledge that your body has changed over these last 15 to 20 minutes. Acknowledge the transformation. It's real. You cannot step into the same stream twice because it is flowing. As are we, as energetic beings. Enjoy this new energy. Enjoy this new process. And feel free to use it anytime you wish, over and over, because each time your experience will be different. Because in each moment, because our energy is always changing, it will be different. Thank you so much for joining me here today. It's been an absolute pleasure. And remember, you are the creator of your life. And if something isn't working for you, you can change it. It's all just energy. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.